Alex Martin is with us here to talk a little high school football as well. If you have any questions for him, now's the time to do it over here over the next couple of minutes. You want to ask about some of the local teams going on. You know, Pete and I ask him a lot of questions. He gives us a lot of good information, but we need to open up the phones to you guys if you have any questions as well at 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. Alex, how are you, sir?
Doing great. How about you guys?
Very good. Good. Very good. So
try to get some of these games in for you. Huh?
Yeah, weather's been a bear this year.
It's been interesting. I went to a game on Monday night with Joe and Dave, and we went out to Dunbar to go check out Immokalee-Dunbar, and that game, there were two lightning delays. Yeah. So there was one at the beginning. We left because it was the second quarter,
yeah.
And then I believe that one was about an hour and a half, and then right out of the lightning delay, another one, and that was a long game.
It's a little frustrating. I've only lived here a year and a half. Is it this bad trying to get the first half of the season in every year?
Not really. It's been changing over the past couple of years. Yeah. Like I remember my first year with Joe and Dave was in 16, and we maybe had one rain delay
at
the beginning of the year.
Wow.
It's changed ever since Irma.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Something going on. A lot of extra lightning around here getting our attention. All right, so I haven't looked at the forecast. Probably the same old for tomorrow. We got South Fort Myers and Palmetto Ridge. How about a preview for that one?
A preview. South Fort Myers, we covered them last week. Although they did lose 28-14, there were a lot of bright spots on the offensive side in the second half. They also forced three fumbles against a Fort Myers team, which usually doesn't turn it over a lot.
Yeah.
They forced two fumbles against Yesias Young, their tailback, and then they got one on, I think, a Willie Neal fumble. And the thing is, though, with South is that I checked out their schedule on Max Preps.
Yeah,
it's really tough from here on out. They got teams like Naples, Gulf Coast, and then they got Riverdale. Riverdale's just oh my goodness! They put up 72 points on Monday night.
Mm.
It's just that wing T. It's ridiculously
wow.
Putting up 72 points, it's like Georgia taking on like the Citadel.
Yeah,
it's.
I used to be the announcer at the Citadel.
Yeah. Anybody complain? Anybody complain about running that kind of nonsense? And I mean, it's your job to stop them. What are you going to do? If you're running, especially if you're running the football, if you can't stop me running the football, what am I supposed to do?
Exactly.
Take a knee?
Yeah, just take knees in the third quarter with the running clock? No.
Yeah.
No.
239-337-ESPN is the phone number if you got some high school football questions for Alex. James in the Cape is on with Sheeman and Shepherd. James, go ahead.
Hey, James.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, good. What's your question?
I question what you think about the matchup between Oasis and Canterbury tomorrow.
I think that this will be a fairly should be a decent game. Oasis is 3-1 and they played a 4-0 team last week. That's LaBelle. That was a very tight game, one score game. Canterbury, it's kind of a rebuilding year. They're really thin on the depth chart. I would say Oasis will probably pull this one out by two or three scores.
Hmm. All right. 239-337-ESPN is the number. How about who's the highest caliber recruit in Southwest Florida? That from the 863 texting in on the Stony Brook Golf Club text line.
I'd say the highest caliber recruit probably it's got to be either Ches Malusi out of Naples, Derek Hunter Jr. out of Dunbar, or you could say that Dom Mamorelli out of Naples. He's their tight end. He is a verbal to go to the University of Miami.
Oh, okay.
I'd say one of those three guys.
The first guy you mentioned, wasn't he? I thought it was a verbal. He's going to Clemson, one of those guys you just mentioned.
He is going to Clemson.
Okay.
That is correct.
Okay. You guys were talking when I walked in.
Proud of myself today. Remember that?
Yeah, very good. You guys were talking about some of the undefeateds. We're getting into the season, and we're kind of getting a feel for who might have that special kind of season and get on into the playoffs and all that. Who are some of the teams still standing out there with the unblemished records?
Right now we got Fort Myers is 4-0. Riverdale is undefeated at 4-0. LaBelle is undefeated at 4-0. Cape Coral is 4-0. Cape Coral has really been the surprise, I'd say, thus far. The consensus was that their first three games, yes, they go undefeated, but the strength of schedule was weak. Mm-hmm. But they went up to Port Charlotte last week, who was also 3-0 at the time, and they beat them on the road 31-29. And that just shows that Cape Coral is legit. They went on the road, beat a successful program, and it'd be looking forward. It'll be interesting to see how they do this week.
So they're one of your surprise teams, obviously, Cape Coral. Anybody else jump out at you? Not the overall favorites, but more the underdog that has surprised you so far?
I mean, one of the less talked about teams, the caller mentioned it, Oasis. Oasis is a newer school. It's not really talked about. It's on the west side of Cape Coral.
Mm-hmm.
you know, they're 3-1. They have they have a good program in usually basketball, baseball, and football every season.
Yeah.
It's just you don't hear about it. It's just one of those programs, like, you don't hear about them a lot. You'd expect them to get name recognition as time goes on, but it's kind of stayed the same installed.
Now, I also eavesdropped. I came in during the break when you guys were talking, going back to the weather for a minute. Were we talking? Are there proposals out there or conversations going on for delaying the season so we don't get tied up in these September thunderstorms? Or would that be just too crazy to move football season later and get closer to the holidays and all that kind of stuff?
It's been talked about by some guys in the media that I know. It was mentioned in an article about just moving football back to the winter, because mm-hmm. the argument was is that schools are losing a lot of money because of the rain delays. It's a waste of time. And also in the winter season kicks mm-hmm. in, and it's a lot more people down in Southwest Florida than there is right now.
Yeah.
But the only thing against that is that I can see is that, I mean, we talked about it yesterday, the City of Palms Classic. What would you do about that?
I was going to say, whoever's involved in basketball, their basketball coach is not going to be too happy with that. And probably and other sports too.
On top of that, I mean, part of the appeal of high school football, at least on this, is okay, when a Fort Myers or a Naples comes out of this side of the state, watching them go up against the St. Thomas, mm-hmm. against the Miami Central, you know, against some of the big boy powerhouses in Orlando, in Tampa, in Miami, you'd have to get the entire state to swap. And
yeah, that won't work out.
No.
And especially that, given that 95% of all scheduled games in Florida have been completed.
Yeah.
And that's just against the argument. And it would also take away from the City of Palms, because the local teams couldn't really play in it, could they? Because,
well, no. I mean, you look at a school like Fort Myers, I'm sure that they've got, you know, they've got their basketball players, they've got their football players, but just going back a few years, like, Jayron Kearse was a huge asset for their basketball team.
Yeah.
To make that kid have to choose, hey, football or basketball, when he's in the NFL now, I mean, that you can't do that.
Mm-hmm. One more question for the Stony Brook Golf Club text lines. We have Alex Martin here in studio from the Southwest Football High School Football Game of the Week. What do you think of the Golden Gate Titans?
They are also undefeated. They are very impressive on offense. They got two running backs, Jay Herrard and Juvenzley Bazile. Bazile's going to Wazoo, going up to Pullman, Washington. They're really impressive, and they were short all three of them last week. They were short their quarterback, Jay Herrard, and Bazile, and they still pulled out a victory, which I thought was impressive.
Good
depth. And they're going to be competing as well when it comes to playoff time. They should be maybe a 1 or 2 loss team at most.
Yeah, what was the stat we saw last week? And it was it St. Thomas Aquinas in Fort Lauderdale? Had the most players in the NFL
from one
high school. 15.
15.
Was it 15?
15, yeah. It's pretty impressive.
Well, and that's not the only school over there. I mean, Miami Northwestern, Miami Central has always put out. They put out.
I hear you. I know. I just thought it was that stat kind of went viral at least. Around
and I think the best rivalry in high school football is Pahokee against Bell Glades or Glades Central.
Yeah.
The Muck Bowl is what they call it. The NFL Network did a spectacular 1-hour documentary on it. It was the year Janoris Jenkins was coming out of Glades Central, I believe. Maybe he was coming out of Pahokee, but it's a fascinating 1-hour documentary.
Well, we've got South Fort Myers and Palmetto Ridge tomorrow, 6:30 airtime. Alex, thanks as always for coming in. Appreciate it.
Thank you, guys. I really appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, Alex.
Sounds
good. Keep up the great work.